And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, July the 16th, 2011. It's the birthday of playwright Tony Kushner, born Manhattan, 1956. In the mid-80s, one of his friends became sick with AIDS at a time when the disease was only beginning to be identified. And Kushner had a dream about an angel coming through the roof of his friend's bedroom. And he wrote a poem about it called Angels in America. A couple of years later, started writing a long play about the AIDS virus and a group of characters living in New York, a married Mormon man who realizes he's gay, Roy Cohen, the lawyer from the McCarthy era, a former drag queen who becomes Cohen's nurse, the ghost of Ethel Rosenberg, an angel. It was in two parts called Millennium Approaches and Perestroika. And the whole play was called Angels in America. It won the Pulitzer Prize and Tony Awards. Earlier this year, the City University of New York announced they would give an honorary degree to Kushner, and then they decided to revoke that because of things he had said about Israeli policy, which offended a member of the Board of Trustees. And then after a big controversy, CUNY changed its mind and decided to award him the degree after all. It's the birthday of the novelist who said, "I feel I could get into the Guinness Book of Records as the world's loneliest and most miserable woman," Anita Bruckner, born London, 1928, who writes novels about lonely characters. She said, "I am interested in people who live on their own, people who get left behind, who drop through the net, but who survive. They seem to me quite heroic characters sometimes, but no one inquires about them because they're people who do without much conversation, whose loudest moments are internal." She was an art historian and professor in Great Britain, started to worry about retirement when she was in her 50s, and decided to try writing a novel. Her first novel came out when she was 53, A Start in Life. And for many years, she published one new novel every summer. She wrote them out in longhand, then typed them up in only one draft. Her novels include Hotel du Lac, which won the Booker Prize in 1984, and most recently, Strangers. And it was on this day in 1951 that The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger was published. It had been turned down by Harcourt Brace, then was accepted by Little Brown, and was a sensation, a bestseller, reached number one on the New York Times bestseller list after just 2 weeks. Here's a poem for today by William Blake from his Songs of Experience, 1794, The Schoolboy. "I love to rise in a summer morn when the birds sing on every tree. The distant huntsman winds his horn, and the skylark sings with me. Oh, what sweet company! But to go to school in a summer morn, oh, it drives all joy away. Under a cruel eye outworn, the little ones spend the day in sighing and dismay. Ah, then at times I drooping sit and spend many an anxious hour, nor in my book can I take delight, nor sit in learning's bower, worn through with the dreary shower. How can the bird that is born for joy sit in a cage and sing? How can a child, when fears annoy, but droop his tender wing and forget his youthful spring? O father and mother, if buds are nipped and blossoms blown away, and if the tender plants are stripped of their joy in the springing day by sorrow and care's dismay, how shall the summer arise in joy, or the summer fruits appear? Or how shall we gather what griefs destroy, or bless the mellowing year when the blasts of winter appear?" The Schoolboy by William Blake. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.